Joe Hagenmiller is with us, head coach of the Michigan Tech men's and women's Nordic skiing teams. They split things up for the weekend. Some went down to practice at the down in Ishpeming, and the others went down to the Berkey. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Pretty good.
Well, tell us about the weekend. How everything? How do you divide that? You know, who goes to Ishpeming and who goes to the Berkey? How do you decide on that? It's the top skiers here and everybody else there. How does that work?
Yeah, the top skiers, we brought them down to Ishpeming to preview the course and make sure that they had everything dialed in for the regional championships, where they'll have a lot at stake this coming weekend. And then athletes that were off of what we call the NCAA qualifying bubble had the opportunity. The American Birkebeinder's kind of a special race, so they had the opportunity to self-fund and head down there and see the chaos and the circus that is the American Birkebeinder.
Is there, I mean, there's really like 3,000 skiers down there for this event? Is that, I mean, I was looking at the results. I mean, there's, I mean, the number of results on the men's side was close to 3,000, and then you got another 600-700 women down there. It must just be chaos down there.
Oh, yeah. It's about 10,000 people total racing and just all the different events.
Wow.
I mean, I ended up down there on Thursday and Friday with my daughters to race what they call the Junior Birkebeinder. I mean, it's just a festival of skiing and kind of really a neat opportunity for, like, our alumni to see each other maybe that one time a year where they get a chance to reconnect and that type of thing. And even a lot of people in our local community head down there and partake in the activities as well.
And you had somebody associated with the program finish seventh in the women's race.
Yeah, Andrea Lee, who is sitting out a year in residency, she's a grad student and will have eligibility for us next year. She ended up seventh. We're pretty excited about that and what it indicates she can do for us next year.
That's like top 1%, by the way. I mean, you just the number of entries,
I mean,
seventh.
She was in there battling with the race leaders for a bit and then ended up in a chase pack, and I think ended up doing pretty well in that chase pack, able to pull away a little bit right towards the end.
Now, the Central Regional coming up this weekend down in Ishpeming at Aqual, and the region is pretty much exactly the same competitors as the conference, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's a little bit odd in skiing that we don't have a few conferences, but we're a little bit smaller sport as far as how many places can really professionally put together a ski team.
And then you talk about the upcoming races and how you think it's going to go. And these are the last point races before the NCAA Nationals, right?
Correct. These are our last opportunities to qualify for the NCAA Championships, and it's definitely championship skiing season here now. So we're pretty excited about the opportunity. And, you know, we feel like we've got a little redemption to try to get with St. Scholastica, who beat us in the conference meet. You know, they beat us fair and square, but we got to come back and try to beat up on them a little bit this weekend.
Joe, you know, you hear so many people, and Mitch being one of them, talking about how great the Michigan Tech trails are. Are they just pristine condition right now?
Oh, they're in great condition right now. If the weather would only cooperate and get above zero for a few days straight, it'd be very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're in fantastic condition. As soon as the weather cooperates, if you enjoy skiing, you should get over there.
All right, Joe, good luck this weekend. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
Joe Hagenmiller, head coach of the Nordic skiing teams over at Michigan Tech, and that is it for Drive Time. I want to remind you that Michigan Tech basketball down at Northern Michigan this weekend, and we'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. And, of course, big weekend for the hockey team, ranked third in the nation right now in this week's polls, fifth in the pairwise rankings, and they're taking on the number two team in Minnesota State.
Yeah, and the number one team in the pairwise. So
yeah.
It's going to be an awesome weekend of hockey, obviously, with the Tech basketball playing their rivals. And it's an awesome time to be a Michigan Tech Huskies fan, that's for sure, with the success that we've had. And should mention that the tennis teams opened their season last weekend. Not great results down in Ohio, but they'll take a weekend off and then have the unfortunate task of going down to Hilton Head for spring break. So Yeah, poor tennis players have to do that to represent Michigan Tech. But so they got their season underway, and Coach Kalanick, and maybe we'll get him on here in a couple weeks on Drive Time.
Sounds good. And we encourage everybody to get your tickets for all of the home games that are coming up, including Michigan Tech against Northern Michigan in hockey 1 week from Friday. And tickets are available for the first round of the playoffs, too.
Yeah, they are. The tickets are available. The playoffs, the March 13th, 14th, and if necessary, the 15th. Those tickets are all on sale. If you're a Tech student, there's a special way to get your tickets a little bit different than the normal ET procedure, Experience Tech procedure. So you can get your tickets ahead of time. We encourage students to do that. Obviously, it's the second weekend of spring break, so it's going to be mass chaos with, you know, hopefully students are coming back for the games. But just with everything going on, Dirk, it's going to be, over the next couple weeks, it's going to be a lot of things going on at the SEC gym. Obviously, we've got home basketball for GLIAC tournament quarterfinals coming up on March 4th, and you can get tickets for that as well.
I was going to say, are those on sale too?
Yes.
Okay, very good. All right, so that'll do it. Congratulations again to Phoenix Copley, listed as number 67 on the NHL scouting report this week, so that's very exciting. And basketball teams hopefully continuing to roll. So those games again, 5:30 and 7:30 at down in Marquette. We'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. All right, that's Huskies Drive Time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have it again for you next week, 7:30, exclusively on Mix 93.